Hi, everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. This is Diversity in Yachting, and I'm your host, Gabriella. Today, we're joined with our engineer guest, Junior Sang, aka Juno, and he is currently joining us from Cannes, France. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Hi there, everyone. Hi, Gabrielle.
So, you said your dad is part Chinese too, right? So, you're like
Correct.
super diverse.
My dad was born in Jamaica, but my granddad, his father, is actually Chinese. My dad moved from Jamaica, was sent to London at a very young age. He was around 8 years old. And then many years later, he'd obviously met my mother. My mum was born in the UK, Jamaican descent. So my grandparents on my mother's side are from the Caribbean also. I guess obviously things went well with them. They hit it off and
Here you
made way
are.
for Juno.
Yeah, I was only asking because I don't, obviously I'm biracial and I don't meet a lot of other interracial mixed yachties. So I just kind of wanted to right off the bat just establish like your background just so to give the viewers an idea of, when we talk about diversity in yachting, we're not just talking about, black people. We're talking about Asian cultures and including everyone and having a lot more representation, which is kind of lacking. So that's what the show is mostly about. So with that being said, I wanted to know how you even heard of yachting, how you got started, what gave you the idea.
It was actually back in 2016. No, sorry, 2014. 2014. I'd just come out of many years of studying, and it was around Christmas time. We had like a big family Christmas do, as we usually do. And actually, my brother's wife, her cousins, they are twins. They're from Plymouth, and they've been in yachting for many, 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 many years. Since, do you ever remember a boat called Cakewalk?
Yes, I have.
They were from the original Cakewalk. And, I decided that I just needed to get away, just do my own thing. And I kind of always wanted to go traveling. I didn't know if it was backpacking or whatnot. I just wanted to, just travel. And, from corresponding with them, they would tell me, you should do yachting, go into yachting, just try it for a year. And that was basically it. I decided, okay, I'll take the course, see how it goes. But there was no actual real conviction for me to go ahead and do that. It was just something to just do something different. And then probably a couple of days into my STCW, I really felt pumped, to go and do this. I was like, wow, this is awesome, from the stories that I'd heard and things like that. So I finished the course, and then I decided, okay, I'm going to fly out to Fort Lauderdale. So literally a couple of weeks later, I flew out to Fort Lauderdale, joined the crew house. I did research online and things like that. And then I just went from there. And that was January 2015. So literally the end of the year, I did the course. And then the beginning of the next year, flew straight out.
So you are going in your about sixth year of yachting then?
Around 6 years, yeah, correct.
Wow. So you're a true yachty. You have your PADI diving certificate, right?
I did that a few years later. That was because I worked in the British Virgin Islands, and it's a massive place for diving, some amazing diving spots. And I've always loved the water. It's quite surprising because going over to the States, it was sort of a norm, the understanding of that people can't swim. And I've never experienced that. As no, honestly, because I mean, I grew up in the UK and I was taught to swim from a young age, So I was quite surprised
Well,
to
that's
hear
the thing,
that.
right? Black people in Europe weren't brought over here on a slave ship. So it's kind of like a generational trauma thing. It's kind of a myth that we're afraid of water and it has something to do with slavery. And it's also like something that we view water sports as like a white people activity. Honestly, I grew up literally thinking like only white people do those things. A, because some of it's expensive. So it's a thing of wealth and privilege, but also it's just not something I saw my black friends ever doing. And when you watch TV and you see magazines, you rarely see a black surfer. You rarely see black divers. Like that's just not something that's visible, especially to us in the States. So I find it funny that you noticed that as well. Our mentality is totally different.
Yeah, no, I totally noticed that straight away. But I will say, I don't think that it's because the opportunity isn't available to black people. I just think, it's just one of those things. It's just, I mean, surely, if black people want to learn to swim, there's nothing holding them back from doing that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And now with people that I'm meeting that are in yachting, they have their diving certificates. They're also trying to raise awareness in working with children and just introducing, black people to the world of the water and trying to make representation on Instagram or in anything, just put it out there that look, it's not just for a certain type of people. It's available to all of us. We can all learn. And that's part of, the reason why we're doing this show because, I interviewed someone who comes from a family of captains from the Bahamas. And I just, I was shocked. I've never seen a black captain. Have you?
I have. It's quite a it's a funny story actually, because I had met a black captain well, actually when I first started in yachting. It wasn't over in the States, not in Fort Lauderdale, but we had moved the boat from Fort Lauderdale to Miami, and then we went over to the Caribbean. We did the basic run of going straight down, where you sort of do Freeport, Bimini, Bahamas, until we got all the way down to the Dominican Republic. Midway through that journey, though, we decided to employ a mate that knew the area, but he was a captain. He'd given me a lot of stories that he had experienced in the yachting industry, which was quite racial. But by any means, it's not that I didn't believe him, but I definitely think that he became quite biased in his thinking because of how he'd been treated. Like if you saw this guy's tickets and qualifications that he had, it was immense, But I definitely feel that he's experienced some bad luck, but it's hard to say, I think that it's listen, when I first joined yachting, I totally get it, I joined a crew house, and within the first few days, I did see it. You know what I mean. It was like, Everyone around here, you know, all the yodis here, you know, everyone's white, you know. I hope there's not going to be a problem here.
Yeah, well, it's hard to, for it to not cross your mind because you don't automatically want to think that. Like, oh, no. But sometimes you notice when you look around and you're like, oh, I'm the only black person here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I've been brought up in a way where it's like, you know, you got to push through those boundaries. Thing is, yes, the industry that we're in is a predominantly white industry, you know, and that's no one in the profession's fault, because you need to understand also that these yachts are predominantly owned by, you know, a lot of rich white people, and these are their toys. It's not their business. You know, so when they're on holiday, on vacation, you know, it's all about what they prefer to see, their priority and whatever. You know, I don't particularly agree with some of the things I've seen in yachting, but it is what it is, you know. The same boundaries that we have in this industry, you know, you can go outside and work on land in most parts of the world, in a lot of parts of the world, and you'll still come across those boundaries, you know?
Absolutely.
It's just one of those things, whereas you have to stand out. You know, you have to be the difference. I could sit down and complain and say life's not fair, and, you know, I have to work twice as hard, or I have to take shit or put up with certain things. Or I can say, I'm going to let my personality shine through, my work be the example. And that's that.
Yeah. You know?
And that's basically it. I think it's a touchy subject, without a doubt, you know, because I think there's a lot of denial. And there always has been denial. But like I said, it is what it is. And, you know, it's just one of those things we have to deal with. I don't particularly think anything's going to change anytime soon. But I definitely think talking about it and recognizing it, you know, is a step, which is why I'm comfortable to, you know, do the things that some people won't in regards to making that step, talking about it, you know, and putting my name to that.
Yes, it's really hard to find people that are willing to speak about it.
Of course. I know why. Yeah.
Somebody that's higher up in the industry, I can't find any of them, you know, unless someone introduces me to someone. I really don't know how to get in touch with these people and if they would be willing to acknowledge, you know, the disparity in the industry, because it could harm their reputation, or they think it could harm their reputation. And so I'm finding it hard to just find anybody willing to speak about it so far, which is disappointing, because it won't change unless it's acknowledged, unless we, you know, shed light on the topic. With that being said, do you think, like, where do you think the change starts? Does it start with the crew? Does it start with the yacht brokers? Does it start with the recruiters, the captains? Like, do you think it's a trickle-down effect?
You know, the thing is I don't think it's the crew. I don't think it's the captains. I don't think it's any of that. I think that, you know, there are times, not that it's happened to me in particular, but I think that overall the owners of a yacht make the final call, you know, and I think that's basically it. But I cannot sit here and say, you know, it's all the same everywhere and there's a whole load of bias in the industry, because honestly, in my time in this career, it hasn't been that way for me, you know. I have worked on many yachts permanently. Fortunately, I haven't been fired, and I haven't come across racism from crew members.
Mm.
That's the honest truth, you know. And I'm one of these people that notice things, you know. I don't miss a trick, but I'm telling you, like, you know, I haven't noticed that at all. I definitely think that being Black, you know, it is sometimes harder in some professions. But I think actually in this industry, if you are good, you know, no one can deny that, and you will be hired. There are so many yachts out there. There are so many boats. I'm in the Med. I've been here for the last 2 years. I've done yachting in the States, all parts of the States, the Caribbean. And yeah, it's predominantly white, but I've seen so many Black people on yachts. You know, so to say that they aren't there, I would be lying.
Yes.
But I'm not going to say it's easy, but, you know, I just think that, you know, you have challenges on land jobs, and I don't know why you wouldn't expect to see challenges on jobs on yachts.
Absolutely. And I feel like people maybe would want to get into the industry, but maybe hesitate a little bit because they don't see other Black people. So they think maybe subconsciously, like maybe this industry is not for me, or will that be a problem, or anything like that. And that's the whole point of having these conversations, is so we can meet people like you that are like, yeah, don't let that stop you. There's so many jobs in the maritime industry that we can do. And there are people out there. There are Black captains. There are Black engineers. You know, yeah, maybe we don't see them all the time just because, you know, there's just way more white people in the business. But that doesn't mean you can't do it. And it doesn't mean that it's impossible, or that it doesn't mean we don't belong here. You know, it's just we have to create a network and just make ourselves visible, and then show our special skills and talents, and you know, we deserve to be here as much as the next person.
Absolutely.
And do you have any problems, or have you ever had any problems getting jobs with your tattoos? Because I noticed that you do have a sleeve, right?
Absolutely. See, this is another thing that I was going to mention. You know, it can be looked upon as, oh, you know, it's quite difficult for Black people to find work in this industry. Well, I'm Black. I have a sleeve. I've worked on some of the most prestigious yachts in the world. And it's not like I've always been an engineer tucked down in the engine room or something. I've been on deck. You know, done personal training with guests. I've driven tenders, driven guests from airports, and, you know, shared conversations with them. And it's never been a problem. My tattoos has never once been a problem for me in this industry. And it surprises me when I go online and people say things like, oh, you know, I've got tattoos, and is there any point of me coming into this industry? And then you'd see a comment afterwards, someone saying, yeah, you know, just basically forget it. It's like, no, you actually know how many boats there are out there. There are so many, you know. What might not be cool for one boat, you know, might not be an issue at all. Like I said, I've worked on some really big, well-known boats, and there's even been boats that I've been on where I've, you know, gone to the boat. This is early in my career. And I would come with sleeves. Like, I used to actually have sleeves literally like a white sleeve or a black sleeve to match whatever uniform I have. And they'd be like, why are you wearing that? Just take it off. You don't care. You know? And it's funny that that will go through my mind, whereas, you know, will my tattoo be a problem for me? I'm not thinking about the color of my skin.
You're more thinking of the tattoo being something.
Exactly. You can't go through life thinking like that, you know. If you keep thinking that, you know, I'm not going to say we're oblivious to it, but if you keep thinking, you know, I'm not going to get there. It's going to be too hard for me, and I'm going to be pushed back or held back because of this. You know, you're already setting yourself in a negative mindset to succeed. It's, you know, I mean, again, we see these things and we know what it is, but you just got to push through that. It is what it is. And you can either decide, am I going to get ahead of the rest, or am I just gonna sit in this hole complaining? And that's basically it, you know. Just got to get on with it, you know. And that's how this industry runs. Literally, just get on with it. Do what you need to do. Keep moving. Always, you know, that next step. Just got to, you know, keep ahead of the tide.
I completely agree, and this is why I like to chat with people from different countries. I've spoken to a Stu from the Bahamas. People from South Africa and now Great Britain. So I feel like even your worldview and your perspective is different in every country based on their experiences, correct? In general, everyone says the same thing. Like you have, if this is what you want to do, like you said, make yourself stand out, be on your toes, and not every boat is the same. Not every captain, not every yacht owner is going to be a certain type of way, and we have to eliminate that from our minds. You can't walk into a situation and be like, oh, they're probably not going to like me because I'm black or because I have tattoos or whatever the case is. Because, in honesty, that's what you might keep running into because that's all you're seeing.
Exactly. If you think like that, I mean, what is that going to do for you?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point. I'm taking notes right now. No,
Yeah, you
I really
know,
appreciate your insight. I just have to ask a very American question, just because. Do you think that your accent helps, is an advantage in any way because it's more posh sounding?
you know, actually, I did feel as though I was at a bit an advantage, a bit of an advantage, when I did come into yachting, over in the States when I did start, because I would hear things like, you know, people saying, you know, like, you know, well, sorry, it's quite difficult for me to say it, you know, because I don't like to, you know, it's not that I don't acknowledge these things, but they don't need to stick in my mind. But I'd hear things like, you know, well, you know, I'm talking about this so and so black guy, and I'll be like, I'm black. And they'll be like, no, but like, he's really black. And I'll be like, excuse me, no,
Well,
you don't
yeah,
understand. My
it's
mom's black, my
well, you're
dad's
not
black.
that black.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that either. And obviously I deal with that my whole my entire life. I'm not Mexican enough, but I'm not black enough. And it's always a thing. And people say things around me, but they're like, oh, well, you're only half. So yeah, I don't allow
That's
that.
not a compliment,
No,
you
it's
know.
not.
No. So, I wouldn't say an advantage, but I just felt like there was a misunderstanding there, but I would always correct that.
Good.
You know, I'd hear things like, oh, you're half caste, you know, be like, or mixed race. You know, it's like, no, I'm black. That's that. Black British is that's what that is it. Yeah. Take that. To answer your question, maybe a little bit it did probably make a difference in regards to my employment. But you know, great. Yeah. You know, yeah. But yeah, you know, it is what it is. But you know, I do my best to focus on my strong points, and everyone has them in different areas, you know. So again, you can't walk around thinking that, you know, my color of my skin is holding me back. It does nothing for you thinking like that, you know. Absolutely. You just got to get on with it. But I'm not gonna sit here and say that I'm oblivious to the world, you know. I know how things work, absolutely. But you've got to work with it, you know. It's been like that ever since we were born, you know. So what are you gonna do? But I think this is a good step, and I think what you're doing is amazing, and I think you should carry on doing that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm gonna keep trying. I mean, I got offered this position for a reason, so.
Yeah, I saw that online. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. With that being said, you had a lot of insightful things to say. I like your positive attitude. It's really inspiring. And I just hope people of color, that not just Black people, that want to join this business, see this interview and see that, you know, this shouldn't hold anybody back and that there's room for us here. So.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I hate hearing, you know, I don't want to say, okay, well, yeah, people of color. I hate hearing things like, you know, oh, you know, it's difficult for us and this and that. No, just look, you're good with your hands. You're good with people. You've got knowledge about the world. You're good in the water. Those are your strengths. Focus on those, you know. You can do what he can't do here. So focus on that. You know, don't go into anything with a negative mindset. You might as well just turn around and walk out the door.
Absolutely. And, you know, choosing to be a seafarer or in the maritime industry is you have to be tough, and you have to, you know, just to survive on the water, you have to just be tough and not let anything get you down, and you have to be positive to survive, you know, and to stay focused.
Absolutely.
So,
you know,
that's a great.
Yeah, we live in a stressful environment, you know, you're working 16 hours a day during a busy season in close quarters with the crew, and, you know, people popping off all the time, and, you know.
Yeah. It's a lot. So focus on the good things, you know, offer your strengths and keep going.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, Juno.
You're welcome. Anytime. I hope, you know, I didn't natter on too much.
You didn't. No, you had such great things to say. I'm just going to say thank you, everyone, for tuning in and watching Diversity in Yachting on Yachting International Radio. And stay tuned. Thank you.